Hello, everyone. Welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior technology evangelist on the U.S. developer experience team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host today. Now, with the proliferation of smartphones and tablets and phablets and all the benefits of mobility and device choice available today, bring your own device, or BYOD. This is something that more and more businesses and IT organizations are wanting to address. And so today's discussion is the first in a series of five, all expanding upon various aspects of enterprise device management and, you know, hopefully helping you better support the mobile-first world that we're living in. Now, today I'm going to be talking with my teammate and good friend, Blaine Barton. Blaine, hey, introduce yourself.
How you doing, Kevin? Thanks for having me on TechNet Radio. So I'm actually an original Washingtonian turned Floridian. I live in Tampa, Florida. I've been working with IT professionals for about over 20 years now. I spent a majority of my time educating folks in all areas of IT, as well as helping new startups get on board with Microsoft technologies in the specifically Miami metro area and at the Microsoft Innovation Center. So thanks for having me, Kevin.
Hey, great to have you, Blaine. So this is going to be a little bit different than our typical TechNet Radio Channel 9 interview style. We're going to be kind of trading off as interviewer and interviewee. And we do have a simple outline of topics that we want to discuss and make sure we cover today. And we'll stay on the outline or maybe not. It'll be a miracle if we do. But ultimately, though, we want you to come away with a good idea of where Microsoft is heading and some of the technologies and the overarching topics to consider when planning to support BYOD. Supporting mobility, and importantly, supporting device choice. So we probably should kick off by talking a little bit about this notion of people-centric. Microsoft's been talking about people-centric for a while, and this whole idea that in the past, you know, Microsoft has managed devices, and really it's not just about devices, because people have devices. So when Microsoft says people-centric, we're talking about the fact that you have, how many devices are you carrying? Blaine, how many devices do you typically carry when you go travel?
Well, you know, that's interesting to ask because, moving from old school with one person or one user per device, it's now one person, many devices. So I actually have a whole plethora of devices. I've got about probably a total of six different devices that I interact with at any one given time. But, you know, there's different devices for the different things that I do. You know, for instance, if I'm out in the workforce, I'm in the field, you know, I still have my corporate email. I'm on my smartphone. I've got my Windows 8.1 phone, so I can collaborate with the device out in the field. If I'm doing, you know, fantasy football, I'm in my front room with a big screen. I might use my Surface Pro 3 and check scores, do those types of things. A little lighter footprint for the device. And then when I'm doing heavy duty work with server and in the field, then I'll use either my heavy duty laptop with Hyper-V and System Center integration with Microsoft Azure. So it just depends on what device. You know, once again, I've got six different devices, including a Lenovo tablet, including an Acer tablet, iPad Air, as we start talking about how do we manage all these devices in this ecosystem. So how about you, Kevin? How many do you have?
Well, that's a big part of it, and pretty much the same numbers as you. I would take a second to actually have to go through all of them, and I'm carrying a bunch of them when I travel now, too. But I think the main thing is that people have so many different devices, and yet they still want to be productive, right? So a company that can actually grant some kind of access, you know, beyond the typical corporate-owned, you know, desktop PC under the desk, domain joined, policy driven, lockdown, however, you know, applications push to it. Well, we want to be able to do the same thing for the sake of our users and their personal devices. So how do we control, you know, and have knowledge about those devices? And then ultimately, again, back to people-centric, knowing that this person has a need to use this application or access this data. Doesn't matter what device they happen to be on at any given time, we should be able to know about that device, know the user, have a good idea of who that person is, and grant them the access that they require. Sound like a good plan?
That sounds good, yeah. You know, we look at this old world of you know, corporate devices, one user per device, and now we have a user with many different devices connected to many different sources of data, and from all the way from social networking to a lot of business applications. But at times, we also want, it doesn't matter what device, we kind of want to have that same look and feel across the devices. So whether you're in a SharePoint and you're on an iPad Air, or you're on the same SharePoint site, you know, with your Surface Pro 3 or your tablet or your desktop, what have you, got a consistent, you know, look and feel interface between the devices. So you know, we're now looking at more of a user-centric approach to managing all of the different devices that they have instead of one per user per device. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting you bring up applications, and we should probably talk about that, because I think a lot of I'm sure our viewers are aware of this problem, too. A lot of the problem we have in IT today is the fact that, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing and a curse that there are these great applications out there in the cloud. They're wonderful software as a service applications that companies can take advantage of. And the curse part of it is that often IT doesn't know who's using what. That department decided, you know, it'd be really great. I heard about this software up in the cloud. I could just go up there and set up a bunch of my users as users with names and passwords, and they can do my financial work or my CRM or whatever, ERP. I can do all up in the cloud. Does IT know about that? No, unfortunately not. That's a big problem. It's a problem that we know of. The term shadow IT, this end around around IT in order to do things and do things without IT's knowledge. So, how do we in IT manage those applications? Even those applications that are out there that aren't necessarily directly in our control. There's an interesting solution around that, and that is something called Azure Active Directory. In Azure Active Directory, we actually have the ability to set up our user accounts, synchronize or federate to our local Active Directory, and then we can use Azure Active Directory to connect to and then legislate who is able to connect to what applications, what groups are allowed to use what software as a service applications. And there's over 2,000 applications that we have defined already in Azure Active Directory that allow IT to easily connect to and configure that relationship on behalf of our users. And so now when the user leaves the company, I know that they no longer have access to my local directory. They no longer have access to my Microsoft cloud infrastructure, but they also no longer have access to those third-party CRM and ERP and other softwares that are out there in the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, did you know, like, there's some big-time stats out right now, of course, of research. I just came out. By 2017, we're going to have a 905 million tablets in use in the work and in the home. So, I mean, that's a global number there. That's huge. You know, it's been known that, you know, 67% of the people who use smartphones for work and 70% of people who use tablets for their work are choosing their own devices. You know, so how do we manage all the devices, whether they're Microsoft or not, and how do we manage the ecosystem? But it was either I'm all in, right, in a managed environment, or I'm not. And now with some of the great features that we have, with Windows 8.1 and with Windows 10 is the, you know, things like workplace join and work folders. Can you go into workplace join?
That's what I was going to ask you about, because, you know, we have to enable our users to be more productive on the devices they have and you know, granting them access to certain things. You know, we have to know something about that person. Perhaps we want to know something about that device. And there's a lot of things, there's notions around identity. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
So, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to federate single sign-on and identity and go through Active Directory or integration with on-prem Active Directory and Azure Active Directory and having that single sign-on, that federation, that multi-factor authentication. So all of these things play a part in this device entering the corporate environment. So when we look at things like Workplace Join, you know, and the ability to have the end user have some self-service, right? Be able to add their devices in at their leisure, be able to take out their devices when they want to. So when they join the corporate environment with Workplace Join, they also get access to all those applications that we as system administrators and IT professionals allow our end users to access. So there's a really good play here with, you know, being able to let end users kind of make their choices on what devices they want to bring into our corporate environment.
And that's, have that ability to join a non-domain join machine, essentially not joining the domain, but being known in the domain, being actually having a record in Active Directory that says this device is being used by this user, and I can use that as one type of authentication, one factor of authentication. And we can use that as a part of a multi-factor authentication to some applications, some web applications, so on. I know this user, and I know they're coming in with this device that they have said is theirs, and I've verified, so I know that I can trust them even more deeply than a name and password that might have been compromised.
Yeah. In fact, you talk about security, right? You talk about passwords whenever I'm out talking to the field, I'm talking to our customers, you know, the number one thing I bring up and I always stress is that the number one thing on top of mind for Microsoft, or at least one of the big things top of mind for Microsoft, is around security. So when we look at managing the devices, keeping them secure, making sure we can, you know, have the right anti-spyware, malware, all those types of things, be able to see those from System Center, Configuration Manager, integration with Windows Intune, having the ability to manage the devices, having the users have some self-service, add in their own devices to get access to the corporate applications. But then again, hey, if they lose their device, to have them have the ability to wipe their device remotely or remove their device, or corporate IT, to have the ability to do that for them. So there's lots of integration between, you know, what the end user can do and their devices and what IT can do to help, you know, for better control the environment.
Well, we have a company portal app, and that company portal app is available in all the major app stores or all the different vendors, and a user goes in there and agrees to enroll their device that they're running the company portal on, they'll gain access to not only the ability to manage their other devices, be able to reset their password, but then importantly, the applications as they apply to that device that they're coming in on. You know, I've deployed these applications that are come from the Apple Store, and I'm going to be installing them, or I'm going to be allowed to install them on my iPad, or I'm going to actually push that installation to the iPad for the sake of that user. And then, as you mentioned, and this is, I think, very, very interesting piece of that, when that user leaves the company, or that device is lost, or, you know, even with the user themselves can actually go in and selectively wipe the data. They've decided, I'm going to give my iPad now to my oldest son, and, you know, I can actually selectively wipe, which means just wipe the company information, remove it from being under management, and leave the personal stuff, leave the personal photos, leave my personal applications, and so on. So, you know, some really great options we have there around this selective wipe, you know, allowing secured access during the time when that user is known and trusted, has agreed to allow this device to be managed and have applications pushed to it that are corporate applications on top of their personal applications. And when they leave, all that company information goes away.
Yeah, I kind of look at it as like layering, right? You put kind of a layer, an IT layer across that, where your workplace joined, and then IT can have access to the control and support of that those applications. And then when you leave, then it, kind of that layer kind of gets, you know, pulled off as you pull the device out of the corporate environment. So some great features in the Windows 8.1 and, of course, with Windows 10.
Well, why don't you give us a rundown on the tool set, Blaine, that's required to make all this happen. We've discussed a lot of really cool capabilities of mobile device management and supporting bring your own device. And, of course, you know, our teammates in the upcoming four parts, so the remaining four parts of our five-part series here are going to go into greater detail on various topics that we've just touched on today. But what tools does Microsoft provide to make all this happen?
Yeah, great. So there's actually two big, large, I'll call them software as a service or services, as well as on-prem tools through our System Center family. So we've got System Center Configuration Manager, and then, of course, we've got Windows Intune. A software as a service where I can provision all my updates and all my devices in this cloud service. So, and then you can marry the two together, bring Windows Intune together as well as System Center Configuration Manager. And there's actually a great table up on TechNet, and it shows a comparison of what device. So if it's an iOS, if it's a Windows RT device, if it's a Windows 8.1 device, if it's an Android device. From our perspective, you know, bring it on, you know, whatever device you want to use, let Microsoft and the tools help you manage that environment. So you can start, if you're totally 100% in public cloud, Windows Intune, right, to use Windows Intune to provision those devices, to add the devices into the environment, to manage their updates, to manage the software. If you have a large on-prem environment, then of course you'll use our System Center family, which is System Center Configuration Manager. And then if you want to do like your managing your mobility devices and everything that you have on-prem in your private cloud, Windows Intune and System Center Configuration Manager, better together in that scenario, right?
So, and it becomes that one pane of glass too, because you do it all, once you have that integration, you have it all in Configuration Manager. So the same way you're
right.
Publishing applications, deploying applications to users and installing on their devices that are company owned, well, it's going to go to those personal devices as well, if they've registered those devices. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, there are different things you can do in ConfigMan that you may not be able to leverage in Windows Intune or vice versa. The best, you know, full meal deal would bring those products together and integrate those services and what you have in your private cloud as well. You know, things like provisioning operating systems, you know, as far as pushing out the full blown iOS or the iOS or the Windows operating system. So yeah, lots of flexibility there. Great ED when we talk about enterprise device management. What a great story there, right? Managing everything in one single pane of glass.
For sure. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I mentioned a couple of times now, we're just about out of time, Blaine, so I'm going to wrap things up here. But you know, this is a five-part series. This is part one today, supporting your mobile-first world. The remaining discussions that are coming up here, they're going to be expertly delivered by our teammates, and they're going to go into greater detail on the topics of identity management, application and data protection, managing devices, and other options for granting access to applications. Blaine, thanks so much for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you, Kevin, for having me on TechNet Radio. And you can follow me on my meetup, too, by going to Florida IT Professionals, and you can surely send me an email at Blaine Barr, that's BLAINBAR, at Microsoft.com. Thanks, Kevin.
I'm Kev Rem, KEVREM at Microsoft.com. We'll put all the contact information and blog links and everything on the landing page for this recording and for our series. And we'll see you all again for another edition of TechNet Radio, supporting a mobile-first world.